Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Yitzhak Yonah ben Chana, Mar Tanya Meir Chana, and Reb Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai. We're basing this on the secret notebooks of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. It's not going to be such a big secret after this year, that they found after his death of Chidushim. He had written notes he had written throughout his lifetime. This was written in Riga in the year Tavresh Pei Tes, 1929. He discusses receiving tzedakah from a goy, and it's published in the Rishimus, the notes of Lubavitcher Rebbe in Chaveres Kuf Nun Tes. And it was actually sent in a letter to the Rogachever, because in the next siman of the Sefer they have the Rogachever's answer, so you can look there and try to figure out what the Rogachever means. Always a challenge. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chafavav and Beis that those who eat Dover Acher are psul le'edus. We'll see what that means in a moment. And that's only if they eat the davar acher b'farhesia, but if they eat the davar acher b'tzina, then they're ksherim le'edus. And the Gemara concludes that not only is it mutter b'tzina, not only do they remain kosher le'edus b'tzina, but if there is no other way for them to survive without receiving b'farhesia, they remain kosher le'edus even if they receive b'farhesia, because it's their chiyus. What are the Ochli Davar Acher? All the Mepharshim say that it's the people who take tzedakah from Akum. Rashi, Tosis, the Rach, the Rif, the Rosh, Perish, Mishnayis, La Rambam. Those who take tzedakah from a goy are psum le'edus, only if they do it in public but not in private. And they're even allowed to do it publicly if they can't survive otherwise. Uber Rashi. And Rashi explains why. To have a chilu Hashem mechamas mamon. To have a eid dechamas. It's a chilu Hashem. Because of money. They're making a chilu Hashem because they want money. And therefore they're like an eid of chamas. They're like an eid who is pasal eidus because he's not honest in monetary matters. In the Perush HaMishnayis to the Rambam, he writes differently. To have a loikeach mamon shaloi kedin, the tzedakah shel akum eino muteres li Yisrael, v'lechol oisam ebifarhesia mebelit tzorech hu aveira. They're taking money shaloi kedin against halacha, because the tzedakah of a goy of an akum is not mutter to a Jew. And to eat it publicly without a need is an aveira. So what's pshat in lechol ois in loikeach mamon shaloikedin? What's the psul edus here? So he says tzedakah shel akum eino muteres li Yisrael. It's not mutter for a Jew to take tzedakah, so therefore it's shaloikedin. But what's the psul edus? You know, not psul edus for everything. So it could be, suggests the Rebbe Zatzal, that it's like Mesachik Bekuvya. It's like a gambler who's Pasal Eidus. So just like a gambler is Pasal Eidus, he's involved in getting money in an inappropriate way, in an usher way, so too this person is also Pasal Eidus. Aval biyad hilchas edus kosav. However, the Rambam in the Sefer Had, this is Perush Mishnayis, that maybe he means altz misachik bekuvya. He doesn't say explicitly, but maybe that's what he means. But in hilchas edus, the Rambam writes habizuyim. This is Yud Aleph Halacha Hey. Habizuyim psulim leedus. Those who are bzuyim. Those who are disgraceful, they disgrace themselves, they're pasul le'edus. Included amongst those are ha'oichlim tztaka, those who eat Gentile money, they take money before hesia from a goy. Because they're mevazin atzman, because all of these bzuyim, they're mevazin themselves and they don't care. So how can you trust their edus? So we have Rashi, who says that he's an eid d'chamas. And we have the Yad, who says that they're bzuyim. Chiluk, bein tam Rashi v'hayad. What is the explanation of the distinction between the reason of Rashi and the reason the Rambam gives in the Yad of that they're bzuyim? So the chiluk is that we know that the makor of the din that bzuyim are bzuyim le'edus is at the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin, with respect to somebody who's not min ha'yishuv. Somebody who's not min ha'yishuv is pasul le'edus. He's not part of society, and also oichel b'shuk hareiz adoim el kelev ve'yishom pasul le'edus. Somebody who eats on the street is like a dog, and some say he's even pasul le'edus. And Rashi explains, if he's not min ha'yishuv, he doesn't care about himself, he has no busha, he'll lie. And if he's oichel b'shuk, he's not makbar on his kavod, he'll be mezalzel in himself, and he'll become pus, and therefore he's pus. So there's a yesh oimrim that he's pasul le'edus if he's mevazeh himself. So that's the makor. The makor of a mevazeh oneself is pasul le'edus. This is Gemara in Kedushin. V'yesh oimrim pasul le'edus. So we could say that Rashi in Sanhedrin wanted to explain, according to everybody, not just the Yesh Omrim. Vev Shaloimar, the Rashi Pure Shalibu the Kuli Alma, Velo Ki Yesh Omrim, the Oichel B'Shuk Pasal Eidus. That's just a Yesh Omrim, that if you're Mevazi yourself, you're Pasal Eidus. But it's not the Kuli Alma. And therefore, Rashi and Sanhedrin didn't want to go on that derech, because they didn't want to just follow a Yesh Omrim. V'lo svirale l'Rashi d'habe ke'enu min ha'yishuv d'pasul l'kuliyam. Rashi doesn't hold that somebody who accepts staka from a goy is not min ha'yishuv and he's pasul l'kuliyam. And therefore, Rashi writes d'habe chila Hashem achmas mamon v'habele karasha d'chomas. He's making a chila Hashem because of mamon, and he's like a rasha of chomas, of somebody who doesn't act properly with money. Uviyad piresh aliba d'hilchasa the halacha ki yesh oimrim. And the Yad HaChazaka, Rashi explains, aliba de hilchasa. That the halacha is like the yesh oimrim. And therefore he says that he's pasul because he's mevaz himself, mevaz anatz mevenim choshishim. So Rashi wants to go to Kuli Alma and Sanhedrin. And the Rambam in the Yad goes la halacha, that we talk a paskin like the Yesh Omrim, that somebody who's mevaz himself is pasul leidus, and makabel tzedakah and akum are psum leidus. V'tam bizayon meruvach tfei. The reason, says the Rebbe, of bizayon is easier to digest than the reason of Chil Hashem. I like Bizayon better than I like the Bizayon reason more than I like the Chil Hashem reason. Why? Dechi mepneish Chil Hashem machmas mamon yechashiv loikeach mamon shelo kedin ke'eid chamas. What? Because he made a Chil Hashem by taking money from the goy. Als that chil Hashem, he's considered dishonest in money matters. He's like an aid to chamas. Says ho v'lochem mamon. What's an aid to chamas? Rambam in Hilchos Eidus writes, ho v'lochem mamon she'ein shelahem b'chamas psulim. They take money that's not theirs. B'chamas, they steal it. They're pasul. She'nemar ki yakum aid chamas b'ish. So you take money that's not yours. You take money against halacha. So that's chamas. But to say chil Hashem shaft an Eid Chamas, to say that because of Echila Hashem, that makes him an Eid Chamas. That makes him somebody who's taking money, who's stealing money. It's a little bit of a stretch. But therefore we like the reason of Bizayon better, that we don't have that kasha. We have a similar psul leedus. Those who do money, those who do business with shvius produce. To Rashi Piresh, Rashi explains in the Mishnah Sanhedrin Chof Dalet Amid Beis, Hoyel v'chom v'chimud mamoin ma'aviru al divrei Torah. Since he loves money, and it's ma'avirem al divrei Torah, he's like a rasha d'chamas. So this is similar to the psul of l'kichat tzedakah min ha'akum. L'kichat tzedakah min ha'akum, we say that since because of money, he doesn't care about the chilul Hashem, he's like a rasha d'chamas. Here also, Alts chimud mamon, he's going to be over the yisur of shviyas, memele is pasaleidos, and he's considered a rasha d'chamas. So it isn't mamish on yisur alts the taking of the money itself. It's just that there's a zayt kezach, there's a side thing. Either he doesn't care about the chil Hashem, or he doesn't care about the halacha and the Torah, and memele he takes money, memele is pasaleidos. Ubeperish mishnayis kasav. But in Perish Mishnayis, he says that, you know, I sochrei shviyas are psulim leidus. The loikchin mama in she'enoi shelahem, they take money that doesn't belong to them. It's direct. This isn't their money. What are they taking it for? Pasul leidus v'chein mashem gam kein bilchus leidus perikid alach adalid. Because he includes the sochrei shviyas in the group of those who take money that's not theirs, b'chamas. V'kevan de'atam mishum bizayon, since the reason for the iser to take staka from a goy is alt bizayon, efshir loymar she'enoi shayich elo b'lekeach me'atzma. Maybe this iser is only shayich when he takes for himself, lo b'gabayt staka, not taking it for himself. It's not also misanad bizayon, not mevaz himself, he's taking for others. Oh, kisha'akum shalachat staka me'atzmo, or when the guy sent the money himself, then there's also no bizayon. I didn't do anything, you just sent it to me, I didn't ask you. Ubeze yesh letarets hod above a basra, and with that we can explain that it says in bava basra yud amid beis, if for horm is imedish for malka shadr abra me'adin re lekame the rebbe ami velo kablinu shadratinu lekame the rabu kablinu mishum shalem malchus. So the mother of Ifra Horm, the mother of Shvor Malka, whose name was Ifra Horm, is sent 400 dinars to Rav Ami, he wasn't Makabel, and then she sent it to Rav, and he was Makabel because of Shlom Malchus. And then Rav Ami heard this, and he was Makbid, Hashem Rav Ami Ikbid, Amar Lesle B'Yavosh K'tzira Tishavarna. Well, you don't hold of B'Yavosh K'tzira Tishavarna, which means, as Rashi explains, that when their schus runs out, they're going to dry up, they're going to break. That's what are you giving them extra schuyos for? The more schuyos they have, the more money Obama's going to be sending to Iran. So what are you accepting money from these Iranian goyim for? Rabbanu Shalom is going to give them a schus. So in Bava Basra, that's so we just quoted the Gemara. The Rebbe does, and the Rebbe's writing Gur B'Kitzer. Baruch Hashem, there's a Chabur of Talmidei Chachamim who opened it up and quoted the sources and explained. The Hiksha Revi Ami Arava, the Kishesholcha Ifra Horm is tough, Zuze Litzdaka, Kibel Mina Mimena. That when Ifra Horm is sent to 400 Titzdaka, Rava was Makabel. Voksiv Biyavosh Kitzira, we don't want the going to have Schus Titzdaka. So that's from the Gemara Bava Basra they asked. V'lo yihikshe, well, it's a pasuk. But the Gemara in Bava Basra answers it als b'Yavosh Ketzira, but not als the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why doesn't he quote the Gemara? Lo Hikshem Yisanhedrin Dileel. And he doesn't answer in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why not? In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we also answer. Why do we omit the Gemara in Sanhedrin? The answer is because the Isser in Sanhedrin is only Alts Bizayon. And here, where she sent it, there's no Bizayon. So we're not going to come mitam the Bizayon, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, just mitam b'Yavosh Ketzira. The Gemara above the Basra discusses. Why does the Gemara in Sanhedrin not mention b'Yavosh Ketzira? The answer is in Sanhedrin, we're not just looking for an Avera. In Sanhedrin, we're looking for a Psul Eidus. So for a Psul Eidus, you need either a Chil Hashem like an Eid Chamas. You need a Bizayon like an Oichel Bashuk. That's Rashi and the Rambam respectively, and the Yad. And then, or lokeach mamet shelo kedin like misach bekuvia, like we suggested the Rambam in the Heilige Perish Mishnayis. So in Sanhedrin, we didn't mention the Yavosh Ketzira because that's not enough to pass a le'edus. So we have to come on either Echil Hashem, Bizayon, or misach bekuvia. Odev shalomer. Another possibility is to why in Sanhedrin we don't say the Yavosh Ketzira. The kevan the tzarech you say who. Since it's for his chiyus, and therefore, alcohol panim bitzina, it's mutter alcohol panim bitzina to take, because it's for his chiyus. Malom yes chus laakum al yideze. So what do we care if the guy has his chus? Let Iran have another nice few. The Iranians have another few pizza pies. But in the meantime, we have chiyus. In other words, the tzarech of the chiyus of the Jew overrides the reason of b'yavosh ketzira. So therefore, in Sanhedrin, we're not worried about taking bitzina. And then let's say he takes b'frahesia when it's aser, unless he can't get it otherwise. If the Isser is only out to be Vosh Ketzira, we're not going to pass on Leidus for taking before Hesia. So, in Sanhedrin, we don't mention the Bivosh Ketzira when we're passing Leidus, is because you see that it's Mutter Bitsina, because he needs this for his Chiyus. And for the Aveir of taking it before Hesir, we're not gonna pass them Leidus. Now we suggested earlier that the Rambam writes in the Perish of Mishnayis that Staka Shel Akum is not Mutter Yisrael Alt Mesachik Bekuvia. But it could also be he means be because of the Yavosh Ketzira. So maybe Takan Sanhedrin B'Yavosh Ketzira is mentioned. V'hinei tam b'yavosh ketzira shayach gam b'gam b'yit tztaka. That you're not allowed to take tztaka, it's b'yavosh ketzira, that the goyim shouldn't have a sul tztaka, is shayach not only if you take for yourself. If you wanted to say before about the psula edus that it's only if you take for yourself, but here b'yavosh ketzira is even a gabay tztaka. Because what's the difference? Now the Akum have a schus. Ubchal tzarechi and ipnei maloy alfina mikarbanos da'am akra de makabel me'akum. Why don't we learn from karbanos that the pasuk says, Nazir samach beis amid aleph, ish ish l'rabos es ha'ovdei kochavim shem nodrim nedarim v'nedavot ki Yisrael. V'harei gam zeschus hu. You see in the Gemara that they're allowed to send korbanos, and it's a schus for them. So that goes as Shri in the first parak of Baba Kama, brought in the Shach, the Tazi Ordeas, Simon Rashin and Dalit, Sivkot and Dalit, is Mechalek. He said, stuck as Mechaper, and you're not Mechabel. But Nadarim and Nadavis, which aren't Lekapar, you are Mechabel. But here we're just talking about a Schus. Nadarim and Nadavis are a Schus. And you're Mechabel. So why don't you also be Mechabel Tztaka al Schus? Even though it's a Schus, but be Mechabel Tztaka, just like you're Mechabel and Nadarim and Nadavis. Not only that, but you have the Parei Achag Shivim. Can I get Shivim Umois? That your Makrif Karbanos L'Schusam. Another Ha'ara, Avram Avinu, didn't take from the Rechush of stone. He didn't want to give them a Schus. But we have a Schus with the 70 Karbanos, and we have a Schus from Rechabal and Adar Medavis Me'akum. You see, you're a man, I think he was 25 when he wrote this, and you just see his mamish. Chiddush agabe chiddush agabe chiddush, hara agabe hara agabe hara. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. We haven't even gotten to the Nistar parts. There's a lot of Nistar in these regimes. That's for the people who are holding there. V'ulami tam zeh l'loka chalisha minamon me'uma gam lot stakel v'neim neviim. So maybe for the reason of Yevosh Ketzira, Elisha didn't want to take anything from Naaman. It was an Akum. He didn't want to take stakel for the b'nei neviim. Malachim beis Perek Hey, Pasuk Tez Zayin. Vayomer Chai Hashem Asher Mati Lufanav Yimekach V'yivtzer Bo Lokachatz Vayimoyin. Elisha swears to Naaman, he's not taking anything. And Naaman begs, and he says, no, B'shut Panim V'ofen. Because you see, even a Gabay Tztak, even to take for the B'nai Nevi'im, not for himself, is Aser Al Tzbivosh Ketzira. And what about the Gemara by Rabbi Akiva? Vein lahakshus from Rabbi Akiva shekolach miktiya bar shalom nedarim nuna mebeis. That ktiya bar shalom, this guy gave Rabbi Akiva his nechasim. Got rich from it. He said, "Kol nechsoi le Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav." Urebi me Antoninus, v'anavarazar yomano beis. Rebbe took from Antoninus. Every day Antoninus would send Rebbe nice things, ayin sham. But there it's mutter. Why? Shemechasidi umas oilam heim v'yeshem chelik olam habik gisav v'dizar sham u'b'chid lo gormi ben noyach shemachakim staka shalayf laniyeh Yisrael. So there the Chassidi Yom Sa'olam ain't shum baya, and it's no less than a Ben Noyach who's not Oibid of Azari. Oh, until now we're talking about a Goy who's an Akum who's Oibid Kochel Mezolos. But what about a regular Ben Noach? You are Mechalik his Staka, even Laniye Yisrael, like the Rambam writes in Hochus Malachim Perak Yud Halacha Yud Ben Noach etc. Nosan Staka Makabli Mimenu V'yirish and Nosan Nosan Laniye Yisrael. So if they're Chassidi Yom Sa'olam, you're allowed to see for them a fortiori from a Ben Noach, you're allowed to receive from him. It's only Akum that's us. Ulchar b'nei zeh gam Elisha mutar hayu l'kav min Naaman. Ah, as Megai tzirik to them kasha from Naaman. Naaman want to give to Elisha. Naaman accepted upon himself, like we've seen Melachim Beis Hay Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ve'yomer Naaman etc. Le'asod abducha oylo zevach le'luhim acherim kim la'shem. I'm not bringing any more karbanos of Avodah Zarah. He's mekabel himself not to be yoyvid Avodah Zarah. Ubevaday haya bifnei gimel chaverim, because it was definitely in front of gimel chaverim, like we see in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, samechei amen aleph, that a ger toishev you have to be mekabel in front of gimel chaverim, not to be yoyvid Avodah Kochavim. Because who was there? The Havi Sham Elisha Gechazi. Gechazi was still with Elisha in the meantime. It was only afterwards that we see in Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin Amud Beis that Gechazi was pushed away, but in the meantime he was still with Elisha. Uvevadi El Tamid Nesha, there are definitely other people there also. Ubehed Yisib Sanhedrin, Denam and Ger Toshav Hava. So why Taka didn't he accept from him if he was a good guy, he was a Ger Toshev? He took it upon himself not to be able to be a Zara. Shalo Kiblu Me'ifru Hormiz. So now we're going back to the Gemara in Bava Basra Yud Amid Beis, at the end of Amid Beis, that Rav Ashi lo kablinhu, and even Rava gave it to the Goyim. So what was their problem? I after Kroivel is Geyer, she was very close to converting. Rashi need the Chaf Amid Beis. That Ifra was Krovel is Geyer, and Zvachim Kuv Tezayin Amid Beis. She sent Karbanas. So why can't you be Makabel from Ifra? She's a good woman. To Lilo Kibla Bifnei Gimel Chaveir. Maybe she wasn't Makabel in front of three people. Bnei Shorah Shal Machus Paras. Bnei Shvor Malka. Maybe she was afraid of her son, king of Persia. Or maybe, Hayakodim Lazeh. Maybe it was before she was Makabel upon herself, not to be able to Zara to convert. Chayotze Bezeh. Maybe we're talking about different Tkufas. When she sent it, she wasn't yet on that Madrega. Afterwards, maybe they would have accepted it without a problem. Even Ravami. Ubiyad Matnasani in Perikres Halachates, it says the following. Osir, the Rambam writes, Osir li Yisrael litol tztaka min ha'akam b'fai ha'siyah. V'meinu yachalichias b'tztaka shel Yisrael. V'meinu yachalitla min ha'akam b'tzina reizim mutter. A Jew is not allowed to take tztaka from a goyim publicly. And if he can't live with the tztaka of a Jew, and he can't take it from the Akum Bitsina to Mutter. So if he can't get by from the Tzedakah of a Jew, and if he can't take a Bitsina, it's Mutter to take Mina Akum Bifrei Hesia. Mash Maktsas, the Bitsina Mutter, it's a little bit mashmir in the Rambam, that Bitsina, you're allowed to take it. Af B'yachol Lichyos Mitzedakah Shel Yisrael. Because before Hesia, you're now allowed to take if you can live from Jewish tzedakah. But it's mashma that bitsina, you're allowed to take even if you can live from the tzedakah of a Jew. And so writes the Trisha, the Tori Yeridaya. Yad Malachim Perak Yud Halacha Yud. So in the Yad and Hilchos Malachim in Perak Yud Halacha Yud, Rama Raish Shet Staka Shel Ben Noach Mechalken Aflaniya Yisrael. That the Staka of a Ben Noach you give out even to the Jewish poor. Ume Aloshon Im etc. Nosan Mekablim Mashma Hainu Dafka B'Dievid. Loshon, if they gave it, you take it. It's Mashma B'Dievid. But now Lechatchila, you shouldn't take Staka even from a Ben Noach. Maybe it's based on what the Ram writes at the beginning of the halacha, that a Ben Noach, if he wants to do a mitzvah just to be mekabel schar, we don't prevent him. It's mashma v'di'evad, we let him do the mitzvah, but not lechatchila. So you're also lechatchila, don't take the tzedakah. V'atam, why lechatchila not? Maybe the Chatchila not, because it's like he's making a new religion. Because in Halacha Test, the Rambam says we don't let them be Mechadish a new religion. So maybe if they do mitzvahs, it's like they're making up their own religion. This is part of my religion. This is part of my religion. You have Sheva Mitzvah Enoch. What are you making up your own mitzvahs for? Even though you can argue with this and say if they're doing it for Kabbal Schar, it's fakert, it's not for religion, it's just for the Kabbal Schar, it's nothing religious. Akopanim continues the Rebbe, Av Shelo B'chol HaMitzvahs Shayach Zek, Amodom Ben Asina, Kibbal Schar, Kibbal Aveim. You can't say this about all mitzvahs, that every mitzvah a goy does is mechadish das. Only certain mitzvahs, but not kibbut aveim. By Dami ben Asini, it was mekabel schar for his kibbut aveim. That's not mechadish das. There's not a problem. There is lechatchila sheba lechatchila. And what's the chiluk between kibbut aveim and other mitzvahs? The Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach, kiyuman l'tzorach lios mifnei shekach mitzdavu mehakadosh baruch hu. Ba'oifin kazeh gam kein mechadish das. O mitzvah. So the Zion mitzvahs you do because that's what God commanded you. And when you want to do other mitzvahs, b'oifen zeh, because God commanded, there are other mitzvahs that a guy does. A guy wants to wear tzitzis. So it's like he's mechadish adas. Aval kibbut aveim, asel dami ben asina. Dami ben asina didn't do kibbut aveim, al tzitzivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El b'nei chiyu ba'seichel b'toras ha-musar. It was for seichel and musar, v'lechein shibchu chachmei Yisrael. And never the chachmei Yisrael m'shabechem. So ad kan, divrei ha-rebbe zatzal. But here I think something murdered comes out. The Rambam says that Zayin mitzvahs, you have to do dafka because God commanded. And if you want to do other things, your kavana, the kavana of the guy has to be, it's b'pnei chiyuv aseichel b'toras ha-musar. And not because God commanded. Otherwise he's not allowed to do it. Otherwise not l'chadchila. It's only l'chadchila if he's doing it because he's a moral person. It's a big chiddush. But not if he's doing it because God commanded it, because he knows that's the Ratzon Hashem. That's Begeder Mechadish Das La'atzma. So there's a lot to be mefalpel here. And again, the Rebbe was Mamashi Yang Avreich when he wrote this. He was writing this in the difficult poverty and the religious oppression of Soviet Russia. Neuro Neurois, Riga, 1929. So it's a big schus to share this Torah with you. If you want more, you can drop me a line and say you want more. I never know what the Olam wants. Baruch Hashem, there's a big Olam. I just don't always know what they want. But these Rishimas are very, very gishmak. So we should all be Zoha Lumo do the Lamid Lishma Balas, the Kamis called Libre Samba Tarasa Biahavo. Amen, Vi Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom.